Will Ware quit his post as tribal administrator earlier this month. He's worked with the PIA in various capacities for more than 10 years and took the top post in the spring of 2010. Ware says after long consideration, he and his family decided it was time to pursue other opportunities and start a new chapter in their lives.
I absolutely adore the tribe and love the tribe, why I've been with it for so long. However, I've been in politics long enough to know that you sometimes get to the end of your wick and you realize that you're just not enjoying the politics of the day-to-day things as much as you once had. And so, you know, we made a decision as a family to go ahead and to move on to some other potential opportunities.
The tribal government has struggled with internal conflict since this last fall when its bookkeeper and its Indian Reservation Roads program manager quit after raising concerns to Ware and the tribal council about the tribe's finances. The former employees alleged that Ware had misused federal road funds to help pay for a restaurant that the tribe purchased and renovated at a cost of about $770,000. Four of the tribal council's seven members also quit over the issue at the time. Ware continues to deny the claims.
When you're dealing with administration, whether it be public or tribal, I've got friends in tribal organizations all across the state, and unfortunately, you know, it's just it goes with the games that you're not going to be able to please everybody. There's always going to be some element of allegations, some of them just outrageous, and yet you move on and you do the best job that you can for as long as you can. And one of the things that has always been unchanging is those allegations that were levied against the tribe and administration have little merit.
An official with the Bureau of Indian Affairs said last fall that the Department of the Interior would be looking into the matter, but has yet to announce any finding. Ware did not go into detail about his future work plans, but he said this week he was looking forward to leading a quieter, more peaceful life.
You know, my faith teaches me to do my best to live at peace with everybody as much as possible, as it is possible. And it's hard to do when you're a tribal administrator in a tribe, in a small tribe even. And I'm looking forward to getting back into more focus of being a person who tries to enjoy just the joys of life and lead a more peaceful, quiet life, a more humble life, and one that's not so much into the spotlight. And there are some opportunities out there that we're right in the time of year where it's most conducive to take advantage of those, and to wait any longer to wait on those wouldn't be as conducive as doing it right now.
Ware said his decision did not have to do with any of the tribal council members. He said he has great admiration for them and considers them all his friends. Meanwhile, in a development this week, recently elected council chair Ronell Beardsley also stepped down. Beardsley read a letter of resignation at the start of a very well-attended tribal council meeting Tuesday night. She read from a revised version of that in a subsequent interview with KFSK.
It is with a saddened heart that I have submitted my letter of resignation as the chair of Petersburg Indian Association. My intentions for running for the chair position were simply to help Petersburg tribal members in any way that I can. I was approached by several tribal members before the 2012 election to run for the chair position, which, after careful thought and many conversations with my husband and family, I made the choice gladly to serve my native community, and would like to note that the votes I received during the 2012 election from the tribal members speaks for itself. I humbly thank the native community for their vote of confidence and support.
Beardsley was elected unopposed in February. During her short time in the post, she said she had been very insistent with the council and the tribal administrator about following the PIA constitution, bylaws, policy, and procedures.
I felt we as a board were making headway in following Robert's Rules of Order, which is a daunting task in itself. Have we been perfect in doing everything right? No, but learning through trial and error, we have continued on the path of being open, honest, and transparent.
However, Beardsley has been recovering from medical problems, some of which she said were life-threatening.
As I am not fully healed, the added stress being the Petersburg Indian Association chair is compromising a healthy recovery. My personal, physical, and mental health is very important to me and my family, and I must continue on the road to a healthy, happy life. My husband and I will continue to volunteer our services to the Native and non-Native community of Petersburg and are privileged to do so. I wish the Council and Petersburg Indian Association great success.
Beardsley was optimistic about the future of the tribe this week. She expected the rest of the council would work hard to find a new tribal administrator, and she expressed her confidence in Council Vice Chair Tina Sakamoto, as well as Assistant Tribal Administrator Barb King, who is now the acting administrator. The PIA is the federally recognized tribal government, which represents about 400 people in Petersburg. Along with administering a variety of programs for its members, the PIA employs around 60 people and has several business endeavors in town, including an apartment building, a recycling collection operation, and the newly purchased and renovated restaurant. The PIA also helps to plow, maintain, and improve local roads and walkways throughout town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.